Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. My name is Will Johnson. To the point, I want to thank all of you for joining me this Friday evening. Now, we're going to talk about the lawyers. We're going to talk about impeachment. We're going to talk about other topics in the news that the liberal media or just the mainstream media in general is not talking about. But one of the things we're really going to talk about is Virginia. That is something that's coming up this Monday and how they are addressing the issue, or they're trying to say certain group of people are going to be showing up at the event. And they're trying to make it out to be something that is actually not. I want to thank everyone for joining us. We are live on YouTube, DLive, and Twitch. And so with everything that is happening, everything that is going on, what have you been doing? Have you been watching it? Have you been paying attention to it? I talked about it the other night, how a lot of Americans are not even paying attention to what's actually happening in the country. Anyways, my producer will be on with me this evening because so many people like to hear her more than me. I like to listen to her myself. But so she's going to be with me. Hey, thanks for being here, Shannon, producer.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing tonight? It's Friday.
Yes, it is. It is Friday. So what's the first thing we want to talk about here?
I think we're going to talk about impeachment, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about impeachment.
Yeah, let's talk about
so
impeachment.
We have, let me see if I can put it up on the screen here. Now, this is they're talking about the impeachment. They're talking about some of the lawyers. And the lawyers, the Democrats are upset because of the lawyer pick that President Trump has picked up on. And this first one is where they're just talking about how President Trump just picked these lawyers up for, you know, for like show. They're all talking about like this is their star lawyers. And one of the things that really caught my attention is that they had all of these people come up during the House as if this were the star witnesses during the impeachment in the House. Do you remember that? Shannon, do you remember that during the House impeachment, they supposedly brought all these star witnesses. None of them had direct information.
Yeah, they weren't witnesses.
Yeah, they weren't even witnesses. They were just someone they picked up off the street. Might as well been, you know. But anyways, I digress. Let's go to this video where you can hear them talking about or complaining basically about President Trump's star witness here.
These lawyers off of television. Yes, because they have defended him, but also because they have some star quality that he wants, because he's looking at this as a TV show. He knows how it ends.
Yeah, he knows how it's going to end. You know how it's going to end? He's going to win. That's how it's going to end.
I would actually like to say that it is a TV show. I mean, that's why they're doing it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's a TV show. It's to get everybody to hate Trump. That's exactly what the Democrats' purpose is.
Yeah, they truly believe that if they get everyone to hate President Trump, that it'll make everything better. So I have it where you're up on the screen with me here.
Hey,
so,
everybody.
So
I got a camera.
I gave her a camera. She has a camera. So now you can see her while she's talking and while we're here engaging with one another. So because a lot of people are saying, we want to see her. We want to see her. So
yeah, I know it's awkward looking at it.
Yeah, just a picture.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, you know, they're upset that President Trump selected these lawyers because these are high-profile lawyers. Even Ken Starr is among the lawyers that he's selecting. And they are like, wait a minute, this is not good because this is going to bring attention to other stuff. What do you think?
What do you mean attention to other stuff?
This is going to bring attention to, okay, for like example, like Ken Starr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's in the past and they're saying that he's going to be like a target and they're going to try to, and even the Democrats are saying that it's fair game that that these lawyers, even Ken Starr, is going to be a target in all of this.
No, please.
I mean, so you know they're going to try to like dig up dirt, everything on the lawyers. They're not even trying to, they want to discredit the lawyers even before the trial started.
Of course they do. Of course, they discredit. They discredit every single person that is surrounding Trump. The only people that they actually give credit to are the people that have no credit at all, and that's the people that actually didn't witness anything. Those are the people that have credit, and the reason why they have credit is because they are following the Democrat agenda.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's go to this video here so you can hear exactly what the left is talking about, how they want to attack these lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Arguing that this impeachment is thin, arguing that it does not meet the definition of high crimes and misdemeanors that previous impeachments have met. And so what you're going to see is these people filling a role that this president has had in mind for a while of how people will be presenting on his behalf during what is ultimately going to be a televised spectacle before the public. They're both targets. They're both going to become targets in their own right for Democrats as this process goes forward, and it remains to be seen how aggressively they're going to be criticized. But this is not unlike what we saw the president do around his Mueller defense when he brought in Rudy Giuliani right after Michael Cohen's hotel and office, the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, were searched by the FBI. The president wanted a big, splashy name. He brought in Giuliani. He's bringing in a big, splashy name in Ken Starr.
A big splashy name. A big splashy name. See, they think that they're using the Trump is wanting to use the big splashy name to deflect from the whole impeachment. That's not what President Trump is doing. They're concentrating on who's he's picking instead of them coming up with actual facts. You know why? Because they don't have anything.
Yeah. I mean, she's absolutely correct. They are going to become targets.
Yes.
Because guess what? Whoever gets in the way of the Democrat is a target.
Yeah, they're all targets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani became a target when he exposed all of the Ukraine stuff. See, they weren't even talking about Ukraine until Giuliani stumbled upon it and said, oh, look at all of this. This is what's going on in Ukraine. And then all of a sudden, Rudy Giuliani became the target.
Yeah, I mean, we all know who the first target was, right? And that's Trump. As soon as he became elected, it changed everything. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, anybody who surrounds Trump, gets around Trump, is a target because they're trying to bring him down. And it is unfortunate because the Democrats are ruining people's lives and they don't care. The only thing they care about is their agenda. And God help you if you get in the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things is that the Democrats want to control who the witnesses are. And one of the main witnesses that the Democrats do not want to come forward is. Where's Hunter? You know, President Trump changed his name to Where's Hunter. I mean, seriously. So Where's Hunter? They don't want the lawyers to be able to call Where's Hunter and have to ask questions. All of this came about because of Where's Hunter, because he was using his daddy's name to gain something. He doesn't know anything. Apparently, he doesn't know anything about energy. He didn't know anything about the Burisma, you know, the industry. But yet he was getting paid all of this money to be on the board, yet he didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. It's a real shame that they actually don't see a crime in that.
Right.
And want to investigate that. They actually want to investigate the person that wants to investigate the crime. That should tell you something.
Yeah, exactly.
When somebody is investigating a crime and you're saying, oh, we're going to investigate you to stop you from investigating that crime, you need to look at that crime. There's something that's happening there, and they're trying to deflect.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's bring this video up. We're going to play this video here, what they're talking about it.
Donald Trump is always playing for that broader audience. Hunter Biden has nothing to do with any of this other than – if he's called, it'll be a big story. And if he's not called, he'll say, oh, what are the Democrats afraid of? It has nothing to do with why he was impeached, but it's not about the Senate. It's not about people like us. It's about people in the country who you can say, they wouldn't even let Hunter Biden come and testify. He's playing to that outside audience.
I mean, I wonder if they hear themselves when they're saying this. It is about Hunter Biden. If Hunter Biden was never there on Burisma, then they would have never came up in the first place. Rudy Giuliani would have never found that information. What was he doing?
I mean, to say it's not about Biden and the whole phone call is surrounded around Biden, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, let's pretend like, okay, wait a minute. What was the reason why Trump wanted to do an investigation are asked or supposedly, you know, what they're accusing President Trump doing for the quid pro quo. Won't you look into what exactly did President Trump want the president of Ukraine to look into?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly did he want to look into? Did he make up something, or they're just going along whatever they can find? No, it was about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Joe Biden sat on a panel with people and said that he got the prosecutor fired that was going after the company that his son was sitting on. They don't even want to question that. If that was the other way around and President Trump did anything, or Vice President Mike Pence did anything remotely close to that, they would be trying to impeach Mike Pence as well. They would say this is completely wrong, but it's okay. Why? Because Joe Biden is a Democrat.
I mean, if we want to actually listen to it and take it for what he said, he's absolutely right. It isn't about Biden. Once again, it's about their hate for Trump.
It is. It is totally about their hate for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 100% for their hate for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So let me talk about this. Adam Shifty Shift. You know, he sat on the floor. He said he's basically saying the only thing that we need to do, and he's talking about everybody, even in the Senate, the only thing that needs to be done is the removal of President Trump. I mean, that's the only thing he's talking about. That's what all of them are saying. Their only goal is to remove President Trump. Why do you think they want to remove President Trump? Probably because they want to win the 2020 election, because they know very well if they can't remove him, then he's going to –
they're going to lose, because none of them can win against President Trump. Even Van Jones watched the debate from the other night and said it's pretty sad. Nothing that he saw that night could beat Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. No, not a single one of them. And he wasn't the only one. He wasn't the only one that said that. There was other reporters, if you want to call them reporters now, that was sitting on the panel, was saying that there was no energy, low energy Joe. And it was just, there was no one up there that had that spunk that could actually represent the American people and win against President Trump. There's no one up there. So here's this video that we have with Adam Shifty Schiff. And then right after that, what's his name? Collins, where he talked about how the Democrats, and when they're presenting these articles of impeachment to the Senate, and they said when they find out what's in these articles, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, it should be a laughing matter for everybody. Okay, so let's play this video here.
President Trump put his own personal interests above the national interests, above our national security, and if not stopped, he will do it again. The only remedy is the conviction and removal from office of President Donald Trump.
Ranking Member Doug Collins. Congressman, the Senate has likely not followed the ins and outs of this case all that closely. What are they about to learn?
I think they're about to learn that they're going to get the weakest impeachment articles that have ever been done. They're going to see a sham process in the House in which rules were overrun, the agenda was only to get at a president that they disliked. They're going to find out that this started in November of 2016, and they're going to find out that there was nothing here to impeach a president for. And I think when you understand that, and when they see that this is all about an election in 2020, the only election problem here is the Democrats trying to throw an election because they have candidates that can't win.
Thank you. That's exactly what we're saying. They have candidates that can't win the 2020 election. They don't know how to address the issue, but other than try to remove the president. They don't see a pathway to win anything here.
Oh, it's interesting to me that Schiff says that the only person that Donald Trump cares about is himself. Listen, Donald Trump doesn't make a salary for doing what he's doing, right? He actually put his business in jeopardy by becoming a president and going against the Democrat Party. They have done everything to destroy this man. Tell me what this man has gained by being a president. The only thing that he's done is make America great for the American people. He, as a businessman, knows how to make this country successful, and that's the only thing that he has worked towards. And if they would put aside all their hate for him and work with him, we could be even that much greater.
See, that's the problem right there. If they could put aside their hate for him.
Right.
They can't do it. No matter what, they hate this man so much that they're willing to destroy the country just to get at him. I mean, they are dividing the country like never before. I don't think the country – I mean, how much of this can we take?
I mean,
how much of this can you take?
To me, they're actually the ones that are putting themselves above the American people. I mean, they're such hypocrites. They only care about themselves, their agenda, mm-hmm. and they want to be in power and they want to be in office. I ask you, what have they really done for American people?
Zero. Nada.
Right?
Zip. And you know what? And they're not going to do anything because their only goal is to remove President Trump. They have nothing else on their agenda. They have to remove him because they can't. They can't win. What is it? Warren, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Joe Biden, Sanders, and Steyer. That was the last one that were on the stage. Not a single one of them. Not a one. And this and they keep thinking in themselves that okay, we got to remove them because if we don't remove them in 2020, then we don't have a pathway. We don't have a pathway, and they're so terrified. And let me touch on another subject before we go to the next one. The what's happening across the planet, you see it over in Hong Kong, right, where the people are standing up. They're holding the American flag. They're flying the American flag, and
they have
respect for President Trump. Yeah,
right.
And I was getting ready to get to Iran.
Okay.
And now in Iran, and they find out that the leaders in Iran have been lying to them, and they put this big painting, big mural on the ground of the American flag and the Israeli flag, and the Iranian people would not walk on it. They were walking around it. And see,
that's respect.
Yes.
Our Democrats don't even have that much.
Oh, no, absolutely
America,
not.
Right?
The Democrats here want to burn the American flag because they say it's oppressing people. It's only, I mean, so the point is, because of President Trump, the rest of the world is waking up and seeing exactly how a leader of the free world is acting and how a leader should act for the people in their nation. And that is a big disruption. Now, the reason why I kind of bring that up, because I don't know if you recall, right after, or not even, it wasn't even after, when President Trump was speaking at the UN, that was the same day. I don't think President Trump even got off the podium when Nancy Pelosi came down and said, okay, now we're going to do articles of impeachment. See, a lot of people didn't even realize it was the same day. Okay, now we're going to impeach him. We have to impeach him.
Yep.
He's at the UN. So what did he say at the UN to have to come down from the globalists to tell Nancy Pelosi, you've got to get rid of him?
I'm sure Hillary was doing it that night. She was probably crying and saying, oh, my God, please impeach him.
Yes, he's taking over. He's destroying our one world system here. He's not going along. He's not playing along. Mm-hmm. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He is helping the American people above and beyond everyone else, and that is a major problem to them. Mm. Okay. Had to get that out because a lot of people don't even remember that. Now, this next topic is something that's taking place Monday. And I plan on being in Virginia this Monday where they've already said hate groups are going to be rallying at the capital of Virginia. That is absolutely, completely false.
Well,
last night I'm opening my like I said, that is a lie from the pits of hell. What were you going to say?
I mean, I'm not saying that there's not going to be any hate groups.
Oh, yeah, there might be some.
I mean, but
I want to talk to them. If there's some white supremacists there, I want to talk to them.
Well, the sad thing is they're taking away from the whole true message of the rally, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they want
to
do.
The gun rights of the American people. Some people, I mean, everywhere you hear, especially if you're watching the liberal media, they're talking about, oh, this is going to be another Charlottesville. FBI intel is saying this is going to be another Charlottesville. I'm not quite sure if this is being set up as a false flag. I'm not sure if this is true, that's happening, but I could tell you what, the people that are surrounding this rally, that is anything but their intention.
Yeah.
The intention that they truly have is to fight for the rights of the American people. And if other people are coming to Virginia, anything other than to stand for the American rights, well, then that's on there and that's on them. That's separate from what these people are trying to achieve. And it's a shame that the spotlight is being taken away from the true purpose of the rally.
No, I completely agree
with
you.
You know, it should be the news should be saying we should be protecting these rights of the American people. I mean, that should be the news. Instead, they're trying to vilify the right by saying, oh, this is, you know, white supremacist, KKK, da 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 da. I mean, but that's not what it is. That's not what this is about. The people are putting on, that's not what their intentions are.
No.
It's just really, really sad how the media is spinning another great event put on by American people. I wouldn't even say that they're far right or far left. It's just people are coming together to say, don't take away this right. I'll tell you what. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I was going to say is that what we have, what is taking place here is that we have government officials that took an oath to protect the U.S. Constitution. They are literally burning it. They are taking our freedoms away. And it's starting here in Virginia. I mean, look at the historical fact that it started in Virginia of all places. Look at that. They want to destroy the U.S. Constitution starting in Virginia. And they pretty much kind of did a temporary ban on the U.S. Constitution. That's exactly what's taking place here. The governor of Virginia did this. Now, my reasoning for going there is because I want to expose the tyranny that the liberal, Democrat, socialist, communists are pushing onto the American people. It is horrible. So let's play this video here, and this is with them talking about the hate groups that supposedly got caught. Mind you, these hate groups had already been under investigation a year ago. But guess what? They made the arrest now, and they're tying it to the event this Monday.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Imagine how that works out.
Yep.
In Charlottesville, Rose yesterday, after three alleged white supremacists with 1,500 rounds of ammunition were arrested by the FBI, and as CNN's Alexandra Field reports for us, a law enforcement official says those men were planning on going to attend the event.
State intelligence analysts have identified threats and violent rhetoric similar to what has been seen before other major events, such as Charlottesville.
The memory of the Unite the Right rally still haunting the state more than 2 years later.
Let me stop it right there. You notice they always keep bringing up Charlottesville, like Charlottesville is happening every weekend, and they want to tie this to Charlottesville, saying that the same group of people, and you know what, maybe some of them are coming up there, and if they are there and you just happen to watch this, I want to talk to you. If you're the white supremacist that they keep talking about, I want to have a conversation with you. I really do. But they keep trying to tie Charlottesville to anything because they want to make it look like President Trump is supporting white supremacists, what he's not. See, I want to go stand there, and I want to stand right in the front and say I support every single man, woman, even if you are a white supremacist. I support you to have your freedom to be as hateful as you want to be. Just don't hurt anybody. I support liberals to be as hateful as they want to be. Please stop hurting people. Let's go back to this video.
Okay, go ahead. I was just going to say, it's interesting that they pick up that one event when there are hundreds of conservative, peaceful rallies that come together and rally for America every single weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame that that's the only one. That's how they want people to
be fearful.
Well, and they want them to think that that's how the right
conservatives are. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Okay, here we go.
Violence leading to a clash between neo-Nazis and counter-protesters and left one woman dead.
Yeah.
No one wants another incident like the one we saw in Charlottesville in 2017. We will not allow that mayhem and violence to happen here.
Of course, they don't want the violence and mayhem to happen there. You know what?
He's actually
creating more of a problem than there needs to be.
Right. So here's the thing. It says that the FBI arrests these three gentlemen that are supposed to be white supremacists. One of them is from Canada. They have been after these three men since last year. The article on Fox News talks about how they've traced them through Delaware and Minnesota and Michigan. And interesting, they all landed in Maryland and they got intel that they're going to the rally. And now finally they got them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but they've been tracking it after these guys, talking about different ammunition that they're getting. They do tend to have white supremacist ideology, which we don't, of course, condone at all. I'm just saying it's interesting that they finally arrested these guys ahead of this event, and now they're tying it to this event to make it look like it's an event for white supremacists. And that, it's really not. I just wish the real message of this rally would be portrayed correctly. I mean, it's a very serious matter that all Americans really need to come together and defend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, really.
And they have to turn it into a racist.
Exactly.
Thing, right? Because that's how they divide it.
Yeah. And one of the things, now this is something else that caught my attention with the liberal media, is that the one of the white supremacists, one of the three, is from, they said here, is illegally here, came here illegal
from Canada.
Mm-hmm. He's here illegally. So now, all of a sudden, they have an issue with an illegal coming into America. Oh, wait a minute. If you come from the southern border and you want to destroy the nation, and it's okay. But if you come from the northern border and want to destroy the nation, then you're bad. See, now, or maybe it's because of the...
Let's call ice on that guy.
The shade he is, his complexion plays a big part.
Of course.
And let me say this. If you're watching this and you're in Canada and you happen to be a neo-Nazi white supremacist, just go down to Mexico and then come through the border. Then it's okay. Then it's okay. Well, no, you're still the wrong complexion. I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm. So they went in, and one of the things that was in the report is that when the FBI showed up to arrest them, two of them smashed their cell phones and threw them in the toilet so that they can get any information off of it. Now, if you remember correctly, Hillary Clinton smashed her cell phones and her mobile devices. So,
And her server.
So right. You really, if the FBI used that because they destroyed that evidence like that, then I would really question how come they didn't question Hillary Clinton for destroying evidence. Mm. Anyone else would go to jail for that. But for some unknown reason, the DOJ, the FBI, it might as well be the CIA too, none of them can find anything that she did wrong. But you know what? If I destroy a mobile device and they want to investigate me, I'm going to jail for a long time. Yeah. Talk about hypocrisy.
All I can ask is that people come together. If you can make it to Virginia, stand in a peaceful rally against what's happening there, to stand there and ask for our Second Amendment rights to be protected. That's what we need to do. That's really what it's about. And I hope that it does not discourage people from going and doing the right thing, because that's really what they want to do. They want to discourage the right people from coming. And so we need to show up and show up in numbers. The more people that show up, the less likely anything's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And if anything does happen and you're there, just be calm. Don't react. Stand firm. Say.
Well, they said that police are going to be like on full force. It's probably going to have police on top of buildings and police walking around everywhere because they say that they don't want to repeat it. But, you know, if you don't want to repeat it, then keep the anti-American people out. Keep the people that want to do away with the U.S. Constitution. Keep them out of the rally. Do not let them get anywhere close to any of us. We want the U.S. Constitution. We want it to remain in place. But you have anti-leftist, communist, socialist Democrats that want to do away the U.S. Constitution. They hate this First Amendment because we get to say what's on our mind. They hate the Second Amendment because we get to protect what is on our mind. So they want to do away with it. So we're going to change the subjects. Right after this break, we're going to have some more information about what's going on that people are not even talking about. We'll be right back after this. You like this shirt, Pat? You can get them at UnitesAmericaFirst.com, where you can see other apparel as well. The Democrats, they have been trying to take out President Trump from day one, ever since he came down the escalator. But this shirt here, it says it all. It makes a big statement. Get over it. Trump is your president. You can get it today at UnitesAmericaFirst.com. This is how you support me. By going to UnitesAmericaFirst.com, by buying the t-shirts, by buying the hat, by buying the other items that we have there. And also, you can make a donation at UnitesAmericaFirst.com. I need your help and support to continue this fight in 2020.
This year is so important. We are at a crossroads in this nation, and we actually see it. We can either go to the left or we can go to the right. So I'm going to go and do everything I can, but I can't do it without your help. So please go over to UniteAmericaFirst.com and support me today. Again, that is UniteAmericaFirst.com.
Okay, so here in UT, we have a professor that was doing research.
Texas UT.
Mm-hmm. And let me see if I can pronounce this word correctly. Pedestry?
Pederasty. They're calling it. I actually looked it up on. It's kind of weird. Pederasty actually stands for an adult male having sexual relationships with an adolescent
boy.
A little boy. Right, or adolescent. An adult having sex with an adolescent.
So, right. And they're wanting to make changes to where they want to drop the age and make it more legal for grown people to interact with young children.
Right. So this story is that there were some college students from Texas UT having a protest. And of course the news media is like, okay, another protest. When they looked into it, they found out that the students were protesting one of their professors, his name is Thomas K. Hubbard, that was focused on a significant part of his scholarship on arguing that sexual predation laws should be reconsidered to lower the age of consent. Mm. The article says that they wanted to know more about it, so they went to this article that this professor wrote. And in this article, it basically says that where age discrepant relationships are commonplace. Let me back up. It says what Hubbard learned from the Greeks. He follows the Greek ideology, and what he learned from them is that in their society, I need to back up. It says what Hubbard learned from Greeks, apparently, is that society really needs to reconsider age of consent laws that are intended to protect children from sexual predators. Ancient Greek argues showed us that where age discrepant relationships are commonplace and positively reinforced, they cause little or no long-term harm to a younger partner and often confer great benefits. What? And that's not all. It goes on to say that pederastic intimacy evolved in part as a social mechanism for addressing boys who do not have fathers in the household. He says the contemporary U.S. culture has not compensated for the magnitude of the problem of not having fathers in the household. And he's saying another great resolution for that is for these adult males to have sex with these adolescent teenage boys.
This is horrible.
He's saying
this
that
is
it's
horrible.
Positive and doesn't cause, and actually gives a great benefit. Are you kidding me? What have we heard about the LGBTQ community? A lot of them say that they were sexually abused, basically having sex with somebody, an adult.
When they were minors.
And it caused them long-term problems. I mean, this is crazy. This is a professor at a college that is pushing this type of ideology. It blows me away. And how they can even fix in their mind that would be okay.
I mean, for me, when I see this, and I refer to it quite often, for them to push this type of stuff onto our children, this is definitely a spiritual war, and they're attacking our children, because once you get the children at a certain age to believe that this type of behavior is a good thing and is beneficial to society, once they become adults, young adults and older adults, they're going to say that it's always been this way. And for anybody to speak up against it, you are the one that's being hateful. You're the one that's not, you're the one against love. You're the one against tolerance. We hear all of this today. But just imagine these young children that they're indoctrinating today, 15 and 20 years from now, they're going to become militant. They're going to become militant about their ideas about how people getting along with younger children, because they're going to be doing the same thing. They can say, it happened to me when I was younger, so I'm going to do it to other younger children.
I mean,
this is ridiculous.
Praise God for these
students.
College students,
yes,
that are standing up to this professor and exposing what is happening at their college. I mean, we need to support them. This is parents who, if these were one of your children, thank God. Praise you. I'm proud of you for raising a student that recognizes that this is wrong, because we're in a world where they're trying to introduce this as it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's most definitely not okay.
Mm. This actually just exposes really more about the professor than anyone else.
When you have situations like this, and the school can't be naive, or the school or the university can't be to the point to where they don't know that this is happening. Back in the day, if an adult was talking about children in such a sexual way, the law authorities would show up at that person's home to look at their computer to see if they have child pornography on there. I would not be surprised if he doesn't have child pornography on his computer at home.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? And even I know there's a lot of people in the LGBT community that would be really against this, because they know the scars that happen to them from sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how much support this guy is getting, but this guy actually got a scholarship to do this. I mean, he got a scholarship to write this and introduce this.
I mean,
what a waste of money by the university, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so what does that say? This is Texas.
This is Texas. But it's Austin, Texas.
And Austin, Texas is like the San Francisco of, you know, California. I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm. It's beyond ridiculous, actually. It's disgusting. Mm. It's demonic, and that is one of the things that you get from the Democrat Party.
Mm.
Leftists. I mean, it is. So let's go to. We have another story here that we're going to go to. This one is a Minnesota teacher. She decides to kneel during the anthem at the college football campus.
The championship.
The championship. Yeah. Was very respectful protest.
Yeah.
How is it respectful?
Yeah. So she was actually at the college championship game along with President Trump and Melania Trump. And when everybody stood to do the anthem, she decided to kneel. And what she calls her kneeling at the anthem to have been a very respectful protest, right? So she says this. She said, "I just decided that it felt like the right thing to do. To have a very respectful protest." The teacher goes on to say that she was motivated to kneel during the anthem for communities that are supposedly oppressed under the Trump administration. She said, "I think the current environment that is being created and has been created in this tenure definitely adds to my feelings of wanting to support individuals who are not being supported." She added, "I really feel like our country is not serving the needs of all its inhabitants. So many humans right now are not being given the respect and the rights they deserve." So,
you know, I mean, okay, let's stop here and we can continue some more.
Right. You want me to?
She's kneeling, right? She's kneeling. Basically, she's kneeling in protest against President Trump.
That's absolutely true.
That's what this ultimately comes down to.
Because it's very vague, right?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. She's kneeling because of protests against President Trump. We're talking about the president that has done more for black people, and he didn't go out and say, "Okay, I'm just going to do this just for black people." What he did for all Americans, and black people benefited more than any other time in the history of this nation. And you have the Democrats upset with it. She's upset with it because he's helping Americans and black people. I guess that identity politics, you can say that, introducing it in there. But my point is that she's kneeling to him, saying that he's the problem when he's done nothing but positive things for the country.
Well, here's what's ridiculous to me, right? She's saying that she's kneeling for the communities that are supposedly oppressed by President Trump. So really, she doesn't understand politics at all, right? So the state really is what's responsible for different communities in their state for being oppressed, not President Trump, right? Your state runs that state, right? It has to do with taxes. They take care of, you know, the poor. They create certain policies for the people in their state. Really, Trump has very little control over the homelessness in LA, right? He has little control on how it was created and how it's to be fixed. If anything, if he could, he would take away the power from Governor Newsom in a second. But people really need to pay attention to these people. In the end, all she's saying is talk about the cat. She likes
it. You know, every now and then she likes to come right in front of me, like, "Hey, pay attention to me." And I'm like, but that's the first time she's ever came right in front of the camera where I was live like that.
But anyways, so. it's just disgusting because all she wanted to do was kneel in front of Trump and say, "I don't like you. I protest you."
Right, and she's blaming President Trump for the current situations in the Democrat-ran cities where we have a poverty and the homelessness, et cetera, et cetera. She's blaming President Trump for that. This is another example of them blaming President Trump for something that he had no control over, for something that he never even did. The issues that's happening in these cities in the state is happening at the city, state, local level.
Absolutely.
Has nothing to do with the federal government.
I mean,
if anything with the federal government, it's the border. But they want to fight him on the border as well.
Why don't you go
and then they blame him.
Right. Protest the local government.
Yes.
Right. You really want to be protected? Get involved in your state and local legislature and capital. That's where you're really going to make a difference in these communities. It's not protesting President Trump. His main goal is to protect all Americans, and that's what he is doing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's happening here. So it's for this to be happening. And you know what? We have this.
Both of these are examples of what's in our colleges.
Yeah.
These are the people that are influencing our young generation.
Yes. And the people say they're saying they're exercising their freedom of speech when they do this, which is true. They're exercising their freedom of speech. But you know, but the reason why, I mean, even in the article, they're talking about how they're exercising their freedom of speech, but they don't want conservatives to have the same rights. Virginia being for another example. Because they're right here in the article talking about this is the First Amendment and they want to go along with the First Amendment. This is our First Amendment right to be able to do this. When the First Amendment applies to them and when they can apply it to whatever it is that they're doing, okay. And you know what? For the most part, conservatives, no one went over there. Now, if we were in a country to where you completely disrespect our military, our police, our commander-in-chief, someone could have went over there and gave her a nice swift, boot and, knocked her over and said, "Get off my field doing this. This is not the time. We're not doing this," trying to pick up on Kaepernick or Krapernick. But they're doing this as if it is good, right? But they're going to take our freedoms away. It's not good, but they have the freedom to do it.
Well, it's misplaced.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the protest is misplaced.
Yeah.
If that's what she's protesting, then it's not towards President Trump, I assure you.
What's
her name? Miss Hallstein,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, is supposed to be Minnesota's 2019 Teacher of the Year. Ma'am, I need you to learn about local politics and government.
Retake that class. Yeah. She doesn't even know. But you know what? That's them blaming President Trump. President Trump did all this to us. It's his fault. It's his fault that we have homeless in Democrat-ran cities. It's his fault. It's his fault that we have high crime rate in Democrat-ran states. It's his fault. It's his fault that America is becoming great. That is his fault. We'll give that one to him. Okay, so we're going to switch gears now. This is another one that's very disturbing, and this is another one that is targeting our children throughout the country. This is Disney of all places. Now, a lot of people have been watching how Disney have been changing their model and how they've been introducing certain lifestyles to indoctrinate children. And it's not even just those sinful lifestyles. In this case, now they're introducing witchcraft and demonic ways that children should adopt.
Right. So they have a new show called The Owl House. And this is where a teenager finds herself stuck in the demon realm and battles the forces of evil alongside a rebellious witch and a pint-sized warrior. In this so-called fantasy world, the main character, Luz, pursues her dream of becoming a witch by serving as Edda's, the rebellious mm-hmm. witch's, apprentice. Now, this article by CBN News, it says this show tries to portray witchcraft as a positive tool to fight evil that's similar to what real-life witches have been promoting over the past. They've been putting hexes on President Trump and
okay.
others in order to fight
okay.
whatever police. Well, I'm gonna stop me right there.
Yeah, I've got to stop you right there. You can continue in just a minute.
Okay.
You can continue
okay.
in just a minute, but I've got to stop you right there. So
they've been putting hexes on Trump.
So they've been
you
putting
will.
Hexes for the past few years. They've been putting hexes on President Trump, and they're calling that them combating evil. See, the real-life witches are promoting this, that this is the reason why they've been putting hexes on President Trump. Now, President Trump is the one, mind you, that has prayer before his rallies, but they're calling that evil. Mm-hmm. President Trump is the one that brought God back into the Oval Office, but they're calling that evil. President Trump is the one that said, we want to bring prayer back into school because your First Amendment still applies, but they're calling that evil. Just like I said a second ago, how the First Amendment, they like the First Amendment when they can apply it the way they want to, but when it comes to the First Amendment, like praying in school, then they want to remove that from you. See, schools are public schools. They get funding from the government. The government shall not infringe, right? But they have taken the First Amendment away from students in schools. If you want to have prayer in school, they should not be able to stop you. President Trump wants to bring that back. But they say that's evil. But that's not what the article is about. We're going to get back to it. But I had to throw that in there because this is the way they think. And a lot of people are not putting two and two together on that.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay, so back to The Owl House by Disney.
Yeah.
It says, folks, if you think that The Owl House show is just fantasy and fun, think again. Over the years, Disney has gone farther and farther into the spiritual world and opposes the living God, coming up with programming and characters that lead the vulnerable, our children, into the dark world of deception. And the one thing that this article really points out to is that the Bible clearly tells us that there's a spiritual realm that is not of God. And
yes.
It warns us not to participate in witchcraft. And you can look that up in Isaiah 8:19-22. You know, it's so easy these days for children to be easily manipulated into thinking, oh, just read my horoscope every day. Or, oh, let's play the Ouija board. It really doesn't mean anything. Oh, look at this show. It shows that evil really
mm-hmm.
isn't that bad. Well, if evil isn't that bad, well, some people don't think evil isn't that bad because they still vote for Democrats. However, we know that that the devil likes to manipulate people, and that's what they are using Disney to do.
Yeah, exactly. They're using Disney. And, you know, is there anything positive going on? Yeah, there's a lot positive going on. President Trump. President Trump just did a deal with China for the next 2 years where China is going to buy U.S. goods with up to $200 billion worth of U.S. goods in the next 2 years. And the Democrats say, this is terrible. This is so bad. This is going to hurt America.
Yeah.
See,
this is their thinking. If you own a soybean farm
yes.
or a cotton farm, you will strongly disagree with those Democrats because those people are extremely happy right now that they're looking at some strong orders coming from China.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so this next one that we have in our stack here, this is about Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood, of course, they released a report on how many deaths, how many, this is like the Grim Reaper, you know, coming just, you know.
Releasing his statistics.
Grim Reaper releasing his statistics. And on top of that, this is something that the Democrats glorify.
Mm.
They glorify the killing of the young child.
Right. So Planned Parenthood just released their annual report for the year 2019. And guess what? Abortions are up, people. Isn't that great? Yes. In fact, they're up 3.51% over the previous year, 2016. In fact, they did 13,000 more abortions last year. Wow. Right? So the bad part of that is, of course, that 345,672 babies were aborted last year.
This is terrible.
I'm sorry.
Planned demonhood.
Right. But this is the sad part of all this, right? So meanwhile, Planned Parenthood has also acknowledged that they have provided less contraception, sterilization, health screening, and cancer screenings. So basically, guess what, people? Their business is abortion. So it's just disgusting, right? And I blame the Me Too movement and the Democrats for glorifying abortion.
Well, I mean,
for saying that my body, my choice.
I
right?
mean, you're.
And they're not saying contraception is a choice. They're not saying, you know, oh, let's take care of yourselves, take care of your bodies. That's not what they're saying. They're saying abortion is taking care of your bodies. If you want to abort your baby, go ahead and do it. It's perfectly fine. We've seen billboards in Black communities saying that abortion is great health care for your family. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Know, and when they show those billboards, they happen to put Black women on the billboard and say, hey, this is good health care.
Oh, absolutely. When I actually looked at the statistic pamphlet itself, which you can find on Family Council, California Family Council website. They are a great resource for a lot of our information. Honestly, a lot of the pictures were Black minorities, Hispanic, and very
because that's
white
their target. That's their target. It is genocide against Black people and Hispanic. I mean, it's genocide.
I mean, to me, it doesn't even matter, Black, white, whatever.
But the point is they encourage more Black people and Hispanics to have abortions.
Right. I mean, to put it out there that you now did 13,000 more abortions last year. I don't even know how many more is that a day, right? I don't have a calculator right here with me. But that's just sad. And they've actually, abortion referrals are down as well. So I can tell you, they're pushing abortion. It's money for them. It has become their business. If you didn't believe it before, you should read their statistics. It proves abortion is their business.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Us having this conversation about abortion, about Disney, about the colleges, we guaranteed to have people that's going to be upset with us for talking about what's in the news. And because we don't agree with that type of lifestyle or that type of view, which we're entitled to. I don't have to agree, I don't have to go along or agree with someone that has a lifestyle that I don't approve of. Now, I'm not going to sit there and shoot you or not, let me change that because I'm going to say, oh, he said shoot someone. No, I'm not going to throw at you my views and try to get you to adopt or try to get you to be to accept my lifestyle. I have a lifestyle that some people don't even agree with, I'm sure, but I'm not going to push it onto you. It's none of your business what my lifestyle is. I don't come out and say what my lifestyle is. You know, opposite heterosexual lifestyle. I don't. I live a heterosexual lifestyle, but even if I did, I wouldn't share it. It's none of anybody's business. That's the point. But see, the reason why they want us to know about it, or they want us to throw it onto us and throw it on our children, because it's something that they know in their heart that is wrong. They know it in their mind, their heart, that it is wrong. And they want to convince all of us that it is okay. And that's part of the reason why they remove God out of schools. You've heard this before. Part of the reason why they want to remove the Ten Commandments from any government building. And sometimes when people have the Ten Commandments out in their front yard, people get upset because they don't want to ride by and see it because they want to remove God from that existence.
Well, I do have some good news, people. President Trump rolled out some new guidelines for prayer in school. He did that yesterday, actually. He introduced it. So thank God for President Trump. Thank God for the people in Virginia that want to stand up and fight against our Second Amendment rights. They are at the forefront of that fight. And let me tell you, they don't mean for it to be, dangerous. They're not calling for anybody to be harmed. They're simply saying, hey, government, please don't take away our rights. And guess what they're already doing? They went ahead and already said ahead of the rally that there are no guns allowed around the Capitol because it's a state of emergency. Well, guess what, people? That's exactly what the Second Amendment protects, right? It gives people the power to have guns to protect us from big government that just shows where this is heading. So please say prayers for everybody that's going out there. Please say prayers for Will. We always get concerned about him going to these places, not because of conservatives, but because of the non-conservatives that want to cause trouble.
Exactly. It's always the Democrats. I've been to so many different rallies.
Battle of Berkeley. There too.
Yeah.
Crazy, scary.
Portland. When I was in D.C., it's always
the left.
I mean, always. The left that starts the violence, it's the left that wants the violence, it's the left that creates the violence, and it's the left that lies about the conservatives saying that we were the one that's violent, and then you get the liberal media all to jump on board and say conservatives started it. And they're going to say that we started it simply because we were there. And to prove my point, I stood out on the corner when I was in California holding the American flag, and they said that I was inciting violence, holding the American flag on American soil in the United States, and they said that I'm the one inciting violence. Wow.
Yeah. I'm very thankful for the people that go out to these areas. Let me tell you what, it's not easy. I went to a few of them, and Will tell you I do not like going to them just because of how mean and hateful the left is. And I've seen people get hurt. I was there when Ben Burquam got hit on the head and was just bloodless.
It's crazy.
Down.
It's crazy. But hey, this is Friday night. I want to thank everyone for joining us. And please be brave enough to hit that share button. Be brave enough to hit that share button. God bless you. Look out for Monday.
Bye, everybody.
They couldn't hear you.